Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler off today as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios. Online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And we have been talking the first hour of the show about this Packers football team. Well, not the Packers football team, the Cowboys team and the Niners. And what happened there at the end of the game. I didn't play for you the soundbite after that game was over from Mike McCarthy talking about that last play call. And I feel like you should hear this before we ask the next question. So this is Mike McCarthy after the game talking about that quarterback draw with Dak Prescott at the end, where then they had no time to run another play after that. Here's McCarthy.
We call thresholds and, you know, the field position, what yard line you're at and what you're trying to get to, too, based on, you know, defense that they're trying to – the defense that they were playing. They were in a sideline defense, so they were protecting the sidelines. And so that was the best option to, you know, to be able to get the ball. I mean, it's like anything else. Do you want to be running a Hail Mary play from the 50-yard line, or you want to be running 5 verticals from the 25-yard line? So that's the decision. It's the right decision. You know, it's just like anything. It's, you know, the execution between us and the – officiating spotting the ball obviously wasn't in tune, wasn't, you know, we shouldn't have had any problem getting the ball spotted there. Just if that's, is that the quote you're looking for? Yeah, so.
See, he puts it on the referees. Pretty much, if the referees are doing their job and that dude's down there like he should have been, that is what we would have done. I'm very happy that this happened in Dallas, not in Green Bay. Very happy. Because if he would have done some call like that in a playoff game with Rodgers running upfield, people would have lost their minds in Green Bay and all over the place. Well, and that would have happened here.
Well, if you understand how people feel about Aaron Rodgers, then one, a couple things would happen. One, that play would have never been called because he'd have checked out and done something else. Two, because Aaron Rodgers is so smart, he would have known to get down before that actually even happened. So it would have never happened.
Yeah, but
happened.
McCarthy wasn't blaming Prescott. McCarthy's blaming the official, saying they should have been there.
I understand, but that would have never gotten to that point.
Oh, because he would have got down sooner.
He'd have got down sooner.
Right.
Or they would have met and he would have said, hey, coach, I don't know if I can do it. It's going to be too tight. That play never happens with McCarthy and Rodgers. To me, that's
– or Rodgers just refuses to run the
play. Oh, Rodgers refuses to run the play. To me, that's on – a lot on Dak Prescott and McCarthy and Kellen Moore, whoever called. They have to take some blame on that as well. What's your question, Steve?
This is going to be the question, Gary Ellis. And by the way, you know McAfee is going to ask him about that Dak Prescott play with Rodgers tomorrow.
And he better.
You know that's happening. The question is this, Gary. How many more Super Bowls do you think the Packers would have won if McCarthy hadn't been the head coach for Aaron Rodgers? If it was a different head coach. It's not McCarthy. How many more Super Bowls do you think they would have won with Aaron Rodgers? The Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn direct.
Let me ask you this, Steve. What made you think that you could come up with this question? Where do you get this from? As you always like to say.
The vitriol of Packer Nation on McCarthy throughout that game, and especially at the end of that game, was through the roof. I mean, if you wouldn't know better, you would think the Packer fans were rooting for the Cowboys in that game. And I know some were, because a lot of you didn't want to play the Niners. So I know a lot of you wanted McCarthy and Dallas to take care of San Francisco so you could get the winner of tonight's game, Cardinals-Rams. It was all set up. I mean, all they had, just win at home. Dallas has been a much better home team this year. So that's why I picked Dallas to win too. Like, they're way better at home. So, of course, if it was in San Francisco, maybe I would have went San Francisco. But so maybe that was part of it. Maybe part of it was people are mad because McCarthy blew it for the Packers. Now they got to deal with the Niners, and Packer fans didn't want to deal with the Niners. So that might be part of it. The other part of it is people were just mad at Mike by the time this whole thing was said and done. And people wanted McCarthy gone for what? 2-3 years before they finally moved on?
At least probably 2-3 years.
Yeah. I mean, we heard it on this show.
Yeah.
People were mad.
Over and over.
And then you would have to try to defend. Leroy would have to. Everybody was trying to defend because all three of us kind of got down with McCarthy. And people just did not care. Oh, you guys are crazy. You don't see it. McCarthy's horrible. He's killing this team. So forth. Maybe we didn't see
it. How long did McCarthy coach you for?
Maybe we didn't see
it. Was it 14 years? 12 years?
I've been here, I would say.
Was it head coach?
Yeah. I think it was at least 10.
10 years?
I think so. I'll double check.
And people wanted him gone after year 8 probably?
Yeah, I would say so. Began his coaching career during the 2006 season.
Head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Correct. So he was here 2006 through 2018. So what, 12, 13 years?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's
10
quite
years.
A while. Yeah. And I would say
10 years people wanted him gone after 10.
I would say the vitriol for him probably started back at around 2015, 16.
The vitriol started the Seattle loss.
2014. Right. That's what I'm saying. So coming off of that conference championship
that's when it hit the
and
fan.
And then going into 2015. And then after that, it was 10-6, 10-6, 7-9.
Because everybody thinks that McCarthy put the ball away from Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Because he started running Eddie Lacy.
Too conservative.
Yep.
Right. And people were mad at him for that. Let's go to L in Philadelphia. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show. How many more Super Bowls do you think this Packers team could have had without Mike McCarthy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
First of all, before I even answer this, Gary, you feel a little better now, man? I remember talking to you a couple weeks ago. You was talking about the Cowboys would have been a problem. Now they're gone. So you feel a little better now, bro?
Yeah, because I think we can handle the 49ers.
Agreed.
I agree, too. Okay. All right, buddy. I want to get that with you first.
Yeah. For some reason in my gut, I don't think the 49ers is what we think that they are.
Yeah, I think they're giving people.
And see, and what most people don't understand too about the L, we don't let you talk, is I just felt the Cowboys was just a better match. Well, it was a tougher matchup in what they have and what we have.
I agree with that, because they definitely started at almost every position. So, but we got Matt coaching them. So,
yeah. There you go. Laugh off of that. So, I hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Right on, brother. So to answer your question. I don't think they have any Super Bowls. First and foremost, let's just be clear, guys. Mike McCarthy had his ups and downs, but let's be clear. Mike McCarthy was kind of an innovative, cutting-edge coach when he first started with the Packers. I mean, this guy was one of the first coaches I've ever seen doing these, like, wide receiver screens and having a running – I mean, one of the wide receiver in the backfield. I remember Minnesota doing that with Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
But we used to do that with Randall Cobb, too.
Yes.
And Cobb teams weren't doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then on top of that, Mike McCarthy had our offense as the top offense in the league for quite some time. And he helped mature Aaron Rodgers into the player that he is today. Now, what I would say about Mike McCarthy, which hurt him, is the fact I feel like the NFL is always evolving. It's a copycat league, and you have to be in with the times. That's why great coaches keep guys around them that keep their ears. I don't want to use ears to the street, but basically they look around and they notice what's hot, what's working. I remember at one point, they would say, oh, you can't run an option or a quarterback option or an RPO or whatever. You can't do the stuff that they do in college. Well, you had coaches that came in and did the stuff in college. Remember, the Wildcat at one point was really hot and everybody was using it. And you had coaches that implemented that with their offenses. I think what Mike McCarthy's problem was, he was innovative at a time, but his time passed him. And he just got stubborn. And he didn't want to go along with the times. He didn't want to run those type of stuff like that, no RPOs or nothing like that. He came out with that same vanilla offense after a while, and that's what made things sour between him and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the guy like, hey, man, like these new teams, they're doing all this other stuff. If you want to protect me, because I remember one year, I think Aaron Rodgers got sacked the most in the NFL. He got sacked like 50 times or something like that, and with Mike McCarthy. So, I mean, you want to protect your quarterback. You want to put your team in the best position. You have to be with the times. And I think
– But, Al, let me just say that, and I don't disagree with you on this, but also you have to try to get down with what your quarterback wants to do. Now, and I heard this somewhere. When we saw LaFleur and this offense running – Steve making amen on this. They were running a lot of motion. And they never ran motion.
Nope.
With Mike McCarthy. They never ran motion. Right. They didn't do any motion. Nope. I got mad once. I think they had Jordy Nelson. Was that Kansas City?
Kansas
or somebody.
City. They were undefeated.
Never moved him.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden they're running motion with LaFleur. I think somebody asked the question, well, why do you run all this motion, blah, blah, blah? And why did McCarthy do it? And come to find out, Aaron Rodgers didn't like motion.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well,
he didn't like running motion. So as you're saying, change with the times, I feel like Rodgers also is culpable. I think that's the word I'm using, LeRoy.
Yeah,
and some
right.
of this designing of the offense as well.
So can I say this real quick? So
yes.
This news to me. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
But at the same time, though, with McCarthy also, he became very conservative. And I heard you guys talking about, like, after that Seattle loss, that people wanted him out. I was one of those people.
Yeah.
Because I felt like he just lost his aggressiveness up until that point. There were times we were playing Seattle, and this joker wouldn't even throw towards the one side of the field only because
– Yeah, he avoided Richard Sherman that whole game.
Right,
yep.
Right, exactly. Yep. Like, come on, man. So, basically, you're cutting half the field – you're cutting the field in half. All because of this dude over there that run his mouth.
Yeah,
like,
and I think
yeah,
and
you're
I
right.
Think maybe, thanks
for the
phone call. I think maybe that's where the huge rub became with Rodgers and McCarthy, because basically you're not trusting your quarterback.
Okay, so
into making those plays.
A couple of things. What Al said. One, part of the reason he gets sacked as much as he got sacked was he held on the ball for seven seconds at a time. I mean, we've had numerous offensive linemen on this show as regular guests. We've had Josh Sitton. We've had TJ Lang. We've had David Bakhtiari as weekly guests. And throughout Rodgers' career, it's always a lot of the same stuff. Well,
right.
If he's going to hold on to the ball for 6 or 7
right.
seconds, you got to block for 6 or 7 seconds.
Right.
And that is a tough ask for any offensive line by any stretch of the imagination. Now, this year, he's losing offensive linemen left and right, and he's getting the ball out quicker, and the offense is moving. Bakhtiari comes back this last game, and all of a sudden, he's holding on to the ball again. So that, to me, we'll see how this plays out. So that's one on that whole sack thing. I'm putting that on McCarthy. Two, the one I will put on McCarthy is, and it doesn't appear that it changed in Dallas, is that his scheme is really based on having better talent than you do
yes.
at the cornerback position.
Yeah.
I trust my wide receivers to beat your DBs, right? So my third wide receiver is going to kill your nickel. That's how I plan my offense. Right, one-on-one. Where these new guys, the Shanahans, LaFleurs, McVays, they scheme their guys open. And McCarthy doesn't do that. So that, to me, is the biggest difference between the two. And
in some cases, this offense is still that, because you hear Rodgers talks about all the time, if I got Devontae on this guy, I know he can beat him. Rodgers till this day still talks about matchups.
Correct.
That was, and I don't know if you remember this, the whole rub in when LaFleur first came here, because coaches can design plays to get open in practice because they run the thing. They know they're setting up the defense and setting up the offense. And they know where the play is going before you even know because you don't get briefed on it. And Rodgers fitted a ball in practice into Jimmy Graham, I think.
Yeah.
And LaFleur is all upset because the ball should have went to somewhere else and the guy was open. LaFleur is upset, so the story goes, that why didn't you throw it over here? And then Rodgers like, yeah, but Coach, that pass was out, and it was an excellent pass that Rodgers threw to Jimmy Graham for a touchdown. Like, no one else could get that ball in there but Rodgers. LaFleur is upset because I had schemed for this guy to be open over here. That's where I want the football to go. So I think you still have – this offense is part of what Rodgers wants to do and what LaFleur wants to do. It's still about matchups. Next thing, we talked to David Bakhtiari. Do you remember Bakhtiari said about Marshall Newhouse? He goes, Marshall Newhouse is still playing his league. He's pretty good. He's better than most people think, but he just couldn't play in this offense.
Correct.
Because the offensive linemen, too, are predicated on, what, Rodgers holding on to the football, and they're out here left all alone.
Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Wendy's Big Show, back with more of your calls and tweets. Got to read some of these tweets. I'm falling behind on reading tweets. I apologize for not getting to more tweets here. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. How many more Super Bowls do you think the Packers would have won if McCarthy wasn't the coach? 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Sorry, bumper music ran a little long because me and Gary were talking about a badger rumor, and I'm trying not to get my hopes up, but I'm getting awfully excited and buying into a rumor floating around about the Badgers and the transfer portal that I don't want to get too attached to because probably won't happen, and then I'll be disappointed. So, okay, talking about this Packers football team, since there's all this vitriol towards Mike McCarthy, the question is this, nice and simple. How many more Super Bowls do you think the Packers would have won if Mike McCarthy wasn't the coach? How many more Super Bowls do you think the Packers would have won if Mike McCarthy wasn't the coach? Also, an update on Michael Lombardi, who was supposed to join us last hour, RSC NFL Insider. He'll join us in this hour, right about this time, a little past this time, tomorrow instead. I had something come up, couldn't be on the show. So, Michael Lombardi tomorrow. Plus, we'll have Ross Tucker in the first hour tomorrow as well. He was hot about the Cowboys yesterday on Twitter. Oh, man. Woo! He was fired up. So, looking forward to hearing from Ross Tucker tomorrow as well. All right, let's go to John in Atlanta, listening on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. You are next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Love the question. I guess this is another wrinkle that I'll always hold on to. That to your question, it's a tough call. One thing's a fact, and I think a caller already mentioned this. I'm sure you guys believe. McCarthy was instrumental in Rodgers' development. We have to say that he was on some level. He brought the elbow up. He did things that definitely helped his throwing mechanics. I think it added a lot. So we have to put that into the fact, you know, the ones that are dogging McCarthy, you have to admit that. Without McCarthy, he probably develops differently, and maybe he's not as good as he is. But that's one fact with McCarthy. And then secondly, tell you the truth, I think 2010 when they got the Super Bowl, you gotta love the fact that you're going up against Cutler and the Bears to get to the Super Bowl. That was huge playing that team. That was a perfect setup to get to the Super Bowl. But back to your question, I think, man, if we got Sean Payton a year or two before McCarthy, Sean probably would have got us three. Because here's the point. The thing with McCarthy is he was solid at his time. He had the curve. He was better than other coaches for probably a handful, maybe two or three years. But the sad thing was everybody forgets about Capers. That defense let us down for at least 5 to 6 years post-Super Bowl. There's no way around it. We got boat race. We got boat race in some of the biggest games. And that, yeah, you can blame it on McCarthy. Sure, you can do that. But let's be honest. I think his loyalty to Capers is why McCarthy never got back to another bowl.
No.
And those were some horrible years. We wasted talent, and sometimes you got to appreciate Rodgers who's been around with us as long as he has.
No.
Because we wasted his talent for 5 years because of Capers' defense.
John, no.
Bottom line, we're
going to disagree, John. Thanks for the call. We're going to disagree. Listen to me. Listen closely. This nonsense about Capers can stop. Truth of the matter is, Ted Thompson screwed him. Screwed him. Plain and simple. And you know, you draft a 3-4 guy.
Script picks, round holes,
right.
Round holes.
You draft picks. Guys that don't fit in the defense, and then you tell the coach, figure it out. Oh, yeah, take this linebacker, put his hand in the dirt. Oh, take this guy whose hand in the dirt, stand him up. I mean, what are we doing? I mean, that is what was happening when McCarthy and Capers were together. He was screwing that defensive side of the ball big time and did it year after year after year after year. Nor did the man ever, outside of Woodson and Pickett, those two were phenomenal, obviously. Outside of that, you didn't have what Goody did here. I mean, Adrian Amos, since he signed, has been solid. Preston Smith, since he signed, has been solid. Za'Darius Smith, way better than anybody thought, since he signed. Remember, they signed Za'Darius Preston Smith, Hub Arkish, came on the show and was like, oh, I don't understand why they paid him that much money. I mean, they're nice, but I don't know why they should have paid him that much money. But both of those guys have played really well. Billy Turner, who I wasn't in on, I wasn't a fan. I was like, nice backup swing guy, I guess. He's been a starter since he got here and been okay. I mean, those were all hits. That was before this year. Then you get Devondre Campbell for no money, and he delivers an all-pro for no money? I mean, just think of the depth on this offensive line. That's Goody. That's Gutekunst. I'll take a step further. This ain't the question. If Gutekunst was running this ship when McCarthy and Capers was here and doing it his way, they would have won more Super Bowls because he would have given them the talent in spots where they weren't getting it because Knucklehead refused to use free agency or do anything of the sort.
Well, we'll get into all that tomorrow.
That's
a fringe question.
Because
for tomorrow,
this whole Steve. Dom thing, and I'm not saying Dom Capers was a great defensive coordinator. All I'm saying was he wasn't given the pieces to operate like Pettine has had now since Goody's been there, and Joe Barry for sure. I mean, this is probably the most loaded defense they've had since the last Super Bowl team, by far. I mean, look at the depth in the cornerback position, for God's sakes. Big Cat, north side of Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up? Hey, Sparky, check your blood pressure, man. Calm the hell down.
Hey, I'm having my orange Mountain Dew, man. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Mountain Dew? I ain't had a Mountain Dew since college.
You should, man. They got a new Mountain Dew out right now called Spark. I swear to God, that's the name of it, Spark.
You know.
And it's like raspberry iced tea Mountain Dew. It's so good.
But I've had a soda in over 25 years, but that's another story.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I wish I could get there.
But here's the thing. How many more Super Bowls they'd have won? Probably none, because you just hit the nail on the coffin because Ted wasn't going to do the things to get the guys there. So I'm saying zero. As far as that Dallas game yesterday, that was the dumbest damn call I've ever seen in my life. It was, who the hell, 14 seconds, you got Dak running, and then instead of getting down, he keeps going to try to get extra yards. That's stupid as hell. And that's on Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's teams, when they're all said and done, are undisciplined football teams. And that's why the Cowboys lost, and that's why the Packers didn't win other Super Bowls, too. Bottom line.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's try not to swear, please. Appreciate
you.
Please try not to swear when you're on the air. We dumped it, but streaming.
I like the passion, though.
People streaming don't get that whole luxury, so the people on the stream got to hear that word. Joe in New Jersey, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I want to give both a compliment. I'm in New Jersey, and the national media turns me off, but you guys bring it. You understand the Packers day-to-day, so I just wanted to say thank you.
How did you find us, Joe?
You know, but it's just playing on the internet one day. It just kind of came up. And when I watched the national media, it just kind of turned me off because they give these big statements about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and all those things, which is true that he's tremendous. But what I like about your show is you guys get down to the nitty gritty. And now and then you have to criticize Aaron Rodgers. And you say that the national media, like, how can you criticize Aaron Rodgers? But anyway, I like what you do. You're on the beat, and you bring it every day. You're interested. You're happy in what you're doing. I tell my students, you got to be happy in what you're doing. So you guys kind of bring us. I just wanted to say thank you.
So what do you teach?
I'm at a university. I'm at the University of New Jersey at Rutgers.
Oh, nice.
So I've been working at Rutgers for a long time, and I love the students and how hard they work. And I'm administrator with students. I help them, but I also do some teaching. I actually incorporated some of Lombardi's, his beautiful sayings into my leadership course.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's been really pretty cool. And also with Lombardi, I put in the statements in there about he was so far ahead of his time with racial diversity, and a lot of people don't know that.
For sure.
So far ahead. But long story short, I do appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you.
And I mostly listen on demand because it's after the day. Today I'm off because of Martin Luther King Day, but mostly listen to you guys after, so I have the opportunity to call today. Anyway, but when I come back to this question about Mike McCarthy, and long story short, he was really ahead of his time with his offenses. He was griped and he groomed Aaron Rodgers, so I give him credit for what he has done. But that got to the point, it got a little stale, and it was just, time to make a change. And one little quick caveat is that during those overtime games when Mike McCarthy coached, the rules were different. So when we lost that coin toss, it could have went our way. We could have won some of those games, but, the rules changed. But I do agree, you guys all stole my thunder right before when I heard the comment, but you stole my thunder by saying it was a package deal. Ted Thompson, I give him a lot of credit for what he did, but he did not take that extra step that Ron Wolf did. Ron Wolf was constantly building that 96 team. And now Goody, I got to tell you, the media was beating up on him. But I got to tell you, he's done a tremendous job to get Douglas, to get Campbell. He kept doing it. So what, he drafted Jordan Love. Throw that out the window now. The bottom line is this guy's doing his job, and I got it also. I know I sound like a real homer when I say this, but when Murphy hired LaFleur, that was the best thing that happened for the Packers because he saw he was able to connect with a superstar quarterback, and he's got it going. And the thing is, we've made some good choices over the years that has kept us in the hunt. And when people say, oh, you just had Favre, you had Rodgers. No, the bottom line is the Packers have made some really strategic decisions to why they're winning today. And I hate when people say, just because you have such – there's a lot more involved with this. And I got to give Murphy his due when he made this decision. Everybody's like beating on him. The bottom line is this guy is a good coach. And he's connected with Rodgers. And don't be surprised if Rodgers signs a 3-year deal. And the thing is, because these guys are smart, they know you can't turn your back on a guy who's playing at this level. And I've never seen, I'm a 62-year-old man. I've followed the Packers since the Ice Bowl. And the thing is, I've never seen Rodgers play any better. And this year, I just cannot believe what he's – and the thing is, there are leaders on this team. Why we've sustained these injuries this year is because we have some leaders. We have leaders. We have Devontae. We have Rodgers. We have leaders on this team that have sustained these. And they're determined to win. I'm a little scared of the 49ers, but I do believe, and I could be wrong in this, this is our year. Everything's fallen into place. Again, I've started going on and on.
That's okay.
I do appreciate you guys very much. It's a delight.
Have a good day. Take care. There is Joe. When we talk about we got to get to a break because we're really late here. But when McCarthy first got here, and when McCarthy got the Cowboys job, same thing in both opening press conferences because Joe was talking about leadership and so forth with Lombardi and all that stuff. But the one thing that McCarthy always talked about, being a leader of men, and you see now these national shows, guys talking about your next head coach has to be a leader of men more than an offensive or defensive guy or one way or the other. Was McCarthy a good leader of men while he was in Green Bay? Did he do that part of his job right? We'll talk about that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Fiver, along with Gary Ellers and Lloyd Butler, off today. So some responses coming in. How many more Super Bowls do you think the Packers would have won if McCarthy wasn't the head coach? Okay. Michael tweets at Big Show Network, says, one, you can't forget that Brady and Belichick were still on the other side of the NFL. Meaning,
doesn't matter, they never got there.
Maybe you could have won one more, but you weren't going to probably win more than that because of Brady and Belichick and how good they were.
Like I said, it doesn't matter because you never got there. You never got to that game.
Another one here. This one's from Barry Halls. More than one Super Bowl could have been won. Nebs says at least two Super Bowls could have been won. Craig says they win one, maybe two. They were still good teams that had to beat New England, the Saints, San Fran, just to name a couple. The only one that says they wouldn't have won any more than what they did is JRH3, who says zero. He doesn't think they could have won any Super Bowls, even if there would have been a different head coach. Yeah. Nothing would have changed. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe a different head coach, maybe they get one more. Okay, maybe they do win one more. But I just think Ted screwed them. I mean, at the end of the day, now seeing what Goody has done, and his level of aggressiveness to a degree. Now, again, they may pay for it here. And this is why Ted never did what Goody did. Now, we'll see if they pay for it or not. If Goody doesn't pay for it, and they're right back in the conference championship game next year competing, then all this nonsense that we've been talking about, like you always keep saying, if they figure out a way, then don't talk to me anymore about salary cap issues.
Well, it feels like what you have with Goody. And I got a story on Goody I share with him. I don't know if you really want to do this. Maybe we get into it tomorrow.
Oh, I like stories.
There's a huge article out. But what's the change is that Goody actually talks to the coaches.
Silos.
What you want. What
been
you
broken
like.
Down.
What about this guy? What about it? It reminds me a lot like Seattle with their setup with Pete Carroll. And, you know, they're talking to coaches.
Well,
they're
Carroll's
talking
got
to Schneider.
Say, so yeah. Schneider's got to talk to
him. Yeah, but in there, yeah, he doesn't have to. But it feels like that, you know, what player you like? Do you like this guy? How's he fit? Blah, blah. It feels like that's happening right now in Green Bay as far as now. They still got some old school stuff, right? The old school stuff is the whole, you know, they're still cutting guys without consulting with Rodgers and doing this kind of stuff. So they still have some of that.
They're also getting guys for Rodgers.
They're also getting for him, but still got some of that old school mentality of the way they run the franchise. They just got to get work through that. For me, though, to answer your question, Steve, I thought, and I don't know how many more they would have won, but I'm just going to say this. Mike McCarthy was very innovative when he got here. And yes, probably it ran its course. And I think like most offenses, they all do after 14 years. And your quarterback also, I think, got complacent within his offense and liked certain things in his offense too. That's why he brought some of those things over to Matt LaFleur. If he was so against it, he wouldn't have done that. And so I just think that ran its course. But when they were doing that and McCarthy was designing that offense, there was nobody was doing it the way that he was doing it. I mean, you think about Brett Favre's first year was his best year that he ever had as a quarterback under McCarthy. To me, that speaks volume. And then you follow that up with Rodgers. Now, Brett Favre left and then went to Minnesota, had another great year. But still, to have all that I thought McCarthy was on the cutting edge. Now, what you'll have to see is all this McVay and Shanahan and LaFleur, how long does that last before the NFL catches up to it? Because that's all you're going to see right now in the NFL is all these guys are going to start getting coaching jobs off of this.
Oh, and don't forget, Zach Taylor is one of those guys. He came from McVay's tree. They just won their first playoff game in Cincinnati. And how long?
Yeah.
Did you see what that dude did after the game? That dude. Hey, props. I've never heard of him.
Is that the one that they went to the fans, to bars and stuff like that?
Cincinnati.
Game balls? Yeah.
Yeah, Zach Taylor takes on a game ball, goes to a bar, gets up on stage for a couple of minutes, and gives a game ball to the fans. The tight end, he went to some bar in Kentucky, and he gave a game ball to a bar in Kentucky. Yeah. I've never heard anybody doing that.
Well, I mean,
but if you want to talk about being endeared to your fan base and loving you forever.
31 years, right?
Yeah, long time, man.
That's what they need.
That's awesome.
That's what they need.
I mean, I've never heard anybody doing
that. We never got into the Joe Burrow thing, but he's a real deal, dude.
Yes. Yes, Joe Burrow.
We talked about Josh Allen, but that Joe Burrow, that pick, that dude is for real.
But doesn't it feel like I'm not going to say McCarthy wasn't a player's coach, because I think to a large degree McCarthy probably was a player's coach to a large degree.
Yes.
But to me, these younger guys that we're talking about, right, that you just mentioned, McVay, Shanahan, LaFleur, I don't know. We'll see how this all plays out with Taylor and Cincinnati and stuff. Yeah. But these younger guys, it feels like because they're so much younger that they can relate better maybe to what these guys are looking for and want to do in the NFL. And maybe there's a disconnect, but a little bit harder when you have an older coach.
Don't disagree. Don't disagree with that. But Andy Reid ain't having that problem in Kansas City.
Because you got Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And you could say the same thing
for
Rodgers.
So you still have guys inside the locker room that can build that bridge towards your coach.
So what's your answer on McCarthy? How many more Super Bowls do you think they could have won had McCarthy not been here?
No, I think it's about right. People don't understand how tough it is to win it. And I think you're going to see it. And I think that bears out right now today. There is – Tom Brady spoiled us. And everybody think that you can do it like them, and they made it look easy, so you think you should have one. Because you had Brett Favre, Hall of Fame, because you got Aaron Rodgers. It takes more than that, all that, to do that. It is hard to win the Super Bowl. And I don't think that Packer fans actually understand.
Michael tweets at Big Show Network, if Ted Thompson would have used free agency more to put key pieces that we were missing at wide receiver, could have won at least 3 to 4 Super Bowls with or without McCarthy. Dang, Favre would have had one more at the end, too. That's Michael tweeting at Big Show Network. You think there's any of that sitting in Brett Favre's brain still to this day of, you know, if that dude would have just helped me a little bit more, I might have been able to win another ring in Green Bay before I left.
Appreciate the whole Randy Moss fiasco.
Well, that was the one exemplified.
Yeah, that we know.
That we know of.
Yeah.
And we don't know about any other wide receivers that he thought he maybe could have came and played that Ted had no interest in.
Right.
See, that's the thing, man. I mean, Ted gets a ton of credit, obviously, for winning a Super Bowl. You can't take that away, right? Getting that Super Bowl with Rodgers and all of that. You can't take any credit away from drafting Rodgers.
Right.
You can call it luck, you can call it whatever you will, but he still drafted a quarterback, and Brett wasn't done.
Because he didn't have to.
Brett wasn't done. He was still there playing at a fairly high level.
Right.
So didn't have to do that. So Ted gets a ton of credit, and he should.
Right.
And outside of Wisconsin, you know, he'll always be looked at on this pedestal kind of for all the great stuff he did. And rightfully so, he should be. But the not using all areas to improve your team drove me nuts when he was the GM. And thinking back, it still drives me nuts, especially when you see the guy after him come in who was under him do it and win. And again, he didn't have a Super Bowl yet. So in all fairness, he does not have a Super Bowl yet. Goody does not.
And
so if this way
out.
Doesn't get a Super Bowl, does that make it better
or not? Well, I think he should get one. I think LaFleur should get one. We're right here. We'll see what happens.
This may be it, depending on what happens with Rodgers. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. No Leroy Butler today. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate, or vanilla. They play again today at 5. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson. Don't forget, Wendy's has that thing going on for breakfast right now. You get a better breakfast at Wendy's by eating breakfast sandwich. You get any size drink in a Wendy's cup for free.
hot coffee, Diet Coke, or vanilla frosted cheese. It doesn't matter. You get it for free, whatever you want to drink. Get your free drink when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. If you are shopping for a ring, or if you're shopping for a watch or a necklace, some earrings, whatever the case may be, Gary Ellerson, there is only one place to go.
Yeah, that's the Jewelry Center, folks. Three locations locally, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. You guys listen to us statewide, go to shoptjc.com. That's right, shoptjc.com. That's right at your fingertips, guys. You can buy just about anything you want to buy right there at their website. Did you know that you also can design your own diamond engagement ring right there at their website? Within 48 hours, they get back to you with the price of the ring. They're also the home of the Lightbox Jewelry. And what is that? These are lab-grown diamonds that we're selling these for half the price of anyone else. Guys, go check them out today. That is the Jewelry Center. Matter of fact, ask for the owner, and his name is Dean Murray.
Talking about Mike McCarthy after the game, he was asked about all those penalties and whether or not that team is undisciplined or not, the Dallas Cowboys. This is what he said.
I wouldn't say we're undisciplined. I think the fact that, you know, the physicality, you know, when it's weighed, when you're trying to get your team to play to a certain play style, you know, there's definitely some growing pains that we've gone through. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go through the officiating. You know, I think over the long haul, you hope it balances out. I thought they would let these teams play today, but you know that's for them to answer, and I'm sure they'll have their comments on how they felt the game was officiated.
This is what I don't understand. Pre-snap has nothing to do with physicality in the game. That has nothing to do with it. That's undisciplined.
Because he was his presser.
Yeah.
So he hadn't had time to digest all of it.
Goodness gracious.
I try very
so
hard
stubborn.
To get on a coach or player after a game. You don't know.
Right, because you're just immediate reaction. You're right. Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fiverr up next. First thoughts, knowing that the Green Bay Packers get the San Francisco 49ers. We'll talk about that next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!